Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Adobe announced the beta of Firefly, a family of creative generative AI models. At launch, this includes two models, one that offers a text-to-image generation feature, another that generates stylized text. At launch, Firefly will operate as a standalone web app, but the company plans to integrate the models throughout its creative suite. Adobe said all training data for the models either came from content that was out of copyright, was licensed for training, or was in the Adobe stock library. Google flagged several apps from the Chinese e-commerce company Pinduoduo as malware, suspending its official app in the Play Store. Google will also use its Google Play Protect feature on Android to block users from installing third-party APKs of these flagged apps and warn users who already have it installed to remove them. A Pinduoduo spokesperson denied the speculation and accusation that its app was malicious. TikTok made changes to its community guidelines, expanding its rules on synthetic and manipulated media. The platform now requires all realistic AI-generated content to be clearly disclosed, either with an overlaid sticker or in the description. The rules also explicitly forbid synthetic media that contains the likeness of a real private figure or a public figure endorsing a product. In related news, TikTok CEO Shouzi Chu announced the app now has over 150 million users in the U.S., up from 100 million it reported in August 2020. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy wrote in a memo to staff that Amazon will lay off 9,000 employees in the coming weeks, following previous layoffs from November impacting 18,000 jobs. The latest cuts are expected to hit Amazon's cloud computing, advertising, human resources, and Twitch units. In an effort to avoid broader layoffs, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports in his Power On newsletter that Apple is trying to allocate its research and development spending on more pressing projects and deprioritizing other projects. As a result, the rumored HomePod with a 7-inch screen is now reportedly pushed back until next year, at the earliest. The company is also delaying some employee bonuses, tightening travel expenses, and looking to streamline remote work policies. Microsoft announced it began rolling out its Bing image creator to Bing preview testers. This uses OpenAI's DALL-E model to generate images directly in Bing chat. The feature will also roll out to the Edge sidebar. Each request will generate four images from a prompt, each with a small Bing watermark in the lower left corner. The Microsoft subsidiary Nuance Communications announced a new application to automatically generate drafts of clinical notes for clinicians after a patient's visit, called Dragon Ambient Experience Express. The app uses the GPT-4 model and generates a draft within seconds of a visit, rather than Nuance's previous solutions, which took up to 4 hours. The analysts at Counterpoint report that while overall smartphone sales fell 12% on the year globally in 2022, premium smartphone sales, that's units over $600, climbed 1% on the year. Revenue from premium handsets accounted for over 50% of total smartphone revenue for the first time as well. Apple grew its premium smartphone sales 6% in the year, accounting for 75% of all sales in the segment, with Counterpoint saying this was only capped by a lack of supply in the Q4 holiday season for the iPhone 14 series. Developer Simon Ahrens reported a vulnerability in the markup tool used by Google Pixel devices back in January, which could allow for potentially uncropping images and screenshots. This is because markup doesn't erase the original file before saving the new one. If the new file is smaller, the trailing portion of the original is left behind, which means it can still be accessed. The bug report notes that Twitter and other social media platforms reprocess uploaded images, taking off the trailing data of the original. Google fixed the issue in its March security patch. The file-sharing site ZippyShare announced it will shut down at the end of March. The web analytics company SimilarWeb estimates the site receives over 43 million visits a month. In the shutdown announcement, ZippyShare said the service is just no longer profitable, citing declining traffic, use of ad blockers, and rising infrastructure costs. Acer announced its first e-bike called the EBII. The 35-pound bike offers a 250-watt front spoke motor with a top-assisted speed of 15 miles per hour and a 68-mile range. The company claims the bike will adapt to a rider's preferred level of assistance and riding conditions over time. Acer also said a companion app for the bike will do things like proximity-based locking and GPS positioning. And since it's from Acer, the bike's removable 460-watt battery can be used as a giant USB-C battery. No word on price or availability. Oppo announced its new flagship phone, the Find X6 Pro. It offers 2023 flagship specs, including a 3168x1440 AMOLED screen, IP68 rated for water and dust, and supports 100-watt wired charging. It also features three rear Hasselblad-branded camera sensors, each offering 50 megapixels. The main camera uses a 1-inch Sony sensor, and it also includes an ultrawide and 3x periscope zoom telephoto. It ships in China on May 24th, starting at 5,999 yuan. That's about $873. No word, though, on international availability. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports that the upcoming iPhone 15 with a USB-C port will only support faster charging speeds on Apple-certified cables under its Made for iPhone program. Currently, the iPhone 14 supports up to 20-watt charging on Lightning, with the 14 Pro supporting 27-watt charging. And finally, Google updated the Pixel Watch to add a fall detection feature, which will automatically detect hard falls and contact emergency services. The update also adds the ability to press the watch's crown to see the time, even when it's powered off or otherwise out of battery. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.